I'm Mark Robertson for ECNN. Today is Saturday, September the 23rd. Two Douglas County men have been arrested in separate cases after they thought they were meeting minors. 32-year-old William Travis is charged with two counts of second-degree attempted statutory rape, two counts of attempted statutory sodomy, and first-degree sexual misconduct. According to reports, a member of the Alliance Against Childhood Exploitation reached out to the Ava Police Department saying that they were in contact with Travis via an app. They pretended to be a 15-year-old girl and began messaging Travis. He engaged in explicit conversation with a person who he thought was the girl. Travis and the girl decided to meet at Walmart in Ava on September 16th with a third girl who was 16 years old before going to have sex. Travis was arrested at Walmart and he's being held in Douglas County Jail on $50,000 cash bond. 44-year-old Troy Mayfield is charged with second-degree attempted statutory rape, second-degree attempted statutory sodomy, and second-degree sexual misconduct. On September 18th, law enforcement and ACE went to Walmart. They arrested Mayfield, who was supposed to meet a girl there. He's being held in Douglas County Jail on $50,000 cash bond. A man from Lebanon was injured in an accident in Wright County on Friday. The Highway Patrol reports that 50-year-old Jamie Douglas suffered moderate injuries when the car he was driving was hit in the rear by another vehicle, causing his car to travel off the road and overturn. The other vehicle then fled the scene. The accident happened on Missouri Highway 5, 5 miles north of Grove Spring. Douglas was taken to Mercy Hospital in Lebanon. A man from Ellington was arrested with the Highway Patrol Friday afternoon. 30-year-old Ryan Duncan was arrested for felony possession of a controlled substance, misdemeanor, unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, and failure to display valid plates. He was taken to Reynolds County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. The Ozark Small Business Incubator will host a Business Woman's Expo today. Heather Fisher tells us about it.
This event is being put on by the Amelia Network, a woman's networking group that is all about highlighting women-owned businesses. We will have two floors of vendors, from beauty to jewelry to art, wine, ice cream, coffee, and so much more. And we'd really like people to come out and support women-owned businesses, get a jump on their Christmas shopping, and have a chance to see all the unique businesses that are from our region. Again, that's event. It's going to be held at the Ozark Small Business Incubator from 10 to 2.
The West Plains High School JAG specialist, Joan Dietrich, received two of the most coveted awards at a recent JAG National Training Seminar in Louisville, Kentucky. Dietrich received a Peak Performance Award for providing the most contact hours in the nation with her students at the Zizzer Pride Academy. Dietrich also received a Peak Performance Award for assisting students in removing the most barriers from their lives. Of all the alternative JAG programs in the nation, Zizzer Pride Academy was the most successful at this important life change. Dietrich has been the JAG specialist at the West Plains High School and Zizzer Pride Academy since the program's inception in 2016. Dietrich is in her eighth year as a JAG specialist and has been recognized multiple times now. Nationally. The West Plains School District Board of Education has appointed Dr. Donnie Thornton as the District Transportation Director for 2024-2025 school year. The decision follows the retirement of Mr. Lenny Eagleman at the end of the school year. Mr. Miller has served as the West Plains Middle School Principal since 2021. Before joining the middle school team, he served as West Plains Elementary Principal. Dr. Miller is a great educator with many years of classroom and leadership experience. He'll be a great leader as the district's transportation director, according to the superintendent, Dr. Wesley Davis. Mr. Miller will begin his duties as the district transportation director on July 1st, 2024. The Powerball jackpot has reached $725 million, the eighth largest in the lottery's history. It's also the third largest jackpot of the year. Lottery players will have a chance to win tonight. The jackpot's cash value is $345.7 million if the winner opts for the lump sum payout. The jackpot has ballooned because no one has hit all six numbers for 27 consecutive drawings. That's dating back to April the 19th, when someone from California won $1.08 billion in the third largest Powerball jackpot ever won. The odds of winning the jackpot tonight, 1 in 292.2 million. For more news, sports, and weather, go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com, streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google smart speakers, the ECNN app, and more. And don't forget, be aware of your surroundings. Pay attention while driving. Other drivers may not be. At ECNN, we care.